very sad day yesterday because we lost a great man. He was the first Asian-Canadian lieutenant governor ever appointed in Canada. He was a philanthropist in this city, perhaps best known as the founder of the Dragon Boat Festival. I was fortunate enough to spend some quality time with David Lamb back in the spring of 2008. We toured the Cherry Grove with him, actually named in his honor, at Van Dusen Botanical Garden.
Tears come to my eyes. I love cherry. It all brought back when I was in junior high school in Hong Kong and I studied about the article about beauty of cherry in Japan. Now, when I came over to this country, to Vancouver, and I said, this is it. Weather-wise, it's perfect, but do we have the people to put it into being? Now, every year, we got more and more and more. Today, to me, it's a climax.
He loved his cherry blossoms. One of those saddened, of course, by the loss of David Lamb is Linda Poole, the founder and executive director of the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival, and she's here in Studio 10 with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Very sad day yesterday. He was a sweet, sweet man.
David Lamb is a beautiful man with flowers in his heart. He endeared everyone he touched. And as it's been already said, a wonderful generosity of spirit.
How did you come to know David?
Well, like most British Columbians, I admired him at a distance for the important role he played with government. And then it wasn't until 2005 when I founded the festival that I heard about the Honourable David Lamb and his passion for the cherry tree. But he watched for a couple of years to see, you know, how I was going to handle this favorite theme of his. And then I met him really in person the same day that we were together at Van Dusen in 2008. And as you know, he was so delighted that day. It was a beautiful, warm April day, a happy, happy day for him. And I love my favorite photo. He took his jacket off. And on the jacket, with his Order of Canada pin, he had the festival official pin right next to it. And he was sporting a pink shirt. And he wore my pink scarf, the wool, to keep him warm. And he started to speak about his favorite subject, and as he referred to it affectionately, the cherry, simply the cherry. And he shared his cherry philosophy of life.
Oh, and we walked arm in arm up that hill looking, and he was so thrilled that, first of all, the cherries were in blossom, but the fact that his name was going to be associated with that particular grove.
I know, and it, you know, was his first public appearance in a long time, and there were like almost 600 people there. And he's such a storyteller, and remember the stories he told. I like the one, as he said, it is true what the festival says. There is no stranger under the cherry tree. And he was walking somewhere under a grove of cherry trees with a gentleman. And when they came out of the beautiful canopy, David Lamb asked him, you know, what he thought. And, of course, the man didn't appreciate the beauty and walked right through. And Dr. Lamb said, and we never became friends.
Now, he's responsible for planting many cherries around town. Where are some of the cherries around our city that he did, in fact, help plant?
Well, the UBC Regent College, which he once shared with me. I didn't know that. UBC Botanical Garden, Van Dusen, as we've said, and Richmond as well, around the Oval. Beautiful grove there. But most recently, which brought him so much joy, David Lamb Park, 100. That's the biggest concentration.
He said to me he loved to see the cherries, but one of the things that he really loved as well was when the cherry was finished, it would fall, and he said you would walk on this carpet of beauty, and it just made all of life softer and more beautiful.
Oh, I know.
How would you describe his legacy?
Well, can I share his cherry blossom philosophy?
Of course you can.
I love it. In his words, when you promise to do something, give it all you've got and be like the cherry. The cherry tree gives us everything it has, its beauty, fragrance, and color, and asks for nothing in return. Alas, they have but only a short life. They give us everything they have to make us happy. And I am mindful of the shortness of my own life. And with all of us helping, he wished to make his life the fullest and make as many people as happy as possible.
Which he did indeed.
He did indeed, and it can continue. You know, I don't know if you're aware, but as our Blossom Benefactor of the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival, the David and Dorothy Lamb Foundation has made it possible for us to plant, for property owners, to adopt one of his trees, 3,000 cherry trees. And most of them are Akebono, because that was his very favorite. And we'll be planting them to commemorate Vancouver's 125th birthday this spring, and to, of course, remember Dr. Lamb.
Linda, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Linda Poole, the founder and executive director of the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival, former Lieutenant Governor David Lamb passed away at the age of 87.